Well, hello. Up until recently, I had a very large, and I mean large, magnet hanging over a small workbench in my garage. I say until, because one of my children came home and wanted it for his son, and he claimed that it was his when he was young. Nevertheless, he took it. He also took what was on it. I reminded my son to always keep a piece of steel across the end of the magnet. My dad taught me that. In fact, some people place several things across the ends, like one gentleman actually had a number of various small tools on his magnet, and a friend asked, what's the magnet doing? He said, I'm loading it up. Well, it had been lying on the table doing nothing, losing its power, so now I'm giving it something to do. It's gaining. It's growing stronger every day. Now, he's talking about the magnet, and then he added a small file to the clump that was already attached to the magnet. Well, you know, my friend, we tend to grow weak from time to time. If I could liken yourself to a magnet, well, myself, for example, if we just lay around doing nothing, we're going to lose our strength. That is a physical absolute. On the other hand, a person can lose their strength in their mind, their will, their emotions the same way. But here's where deception comes in. You can attach yourself to negative things without even knowing it. Deception it seems so harmless, but this is seen so often when a person goes through upsetting experiences. Instead of strength being built up, strength diminishes. How so? Take the magnet. One pole is positive, the other is negative. And by placing a piece of iron across the ends, the circle of current revolves. However, if one places an object other than one that is in the iron family, nothing will be accomplished because that item will not stay on the ends of the magnet. It'll be rejected. It'll fall off. Now, here's where I see the parallel between magnet power, muscle power, and emotional power. It is important, my friend, to have the correct attitude toward things and people so that we will draw and maintain strength. That's why I read in Psalm 105:18 the words, iron entered his soul. Well, the reference is to Joseph, who was put in prison. His feet were in iron. You see the two ends of the magnet. And he not only maintained his strength, but got loaded in a good sense. So my encouragement is to brush aside, with the help of the Holy Spirit, dwelling on those 10 things, and get loaded with God's view of a situation. And I know you may be going through a rough time right now, and the enemy wants it to be meant for a jail experience, like Jacob, for evil. But God turned it out for a powerful good, and God's going to turn it out for you for a powerful good. Trust me on that. No, trust God. And so a prayer would be, I just ask Jesus that your strength be infused into this dear listener. And may they reach out with both arms for a connection to you. And I thank you that you reached out yours on the cross to embrace them. And may your love flow from the cross to them and from them back to you, making a continual circle of devotion and strength in the name of Jesus. Well, I'm glad you called, my friend. And after the signal, you can talk to me if you like. Goodbye.